Chapter 13. Chicago, May 1995.
So this is how it's got to be. You thought this through and this is how you feel, Felicia said. It was between the end of spring and the beginning of summer, and Felicia was standing awkwardly in a barren corner of the Delta Airlines terminal at Logan Airport, her hands hanging stiffly at her sides. Kevin tried to think of something that would take the terrible, dejected look off of her face, but he couldn't bear to string her along anymore. He ran his hands down the sides of his charcoal Armani suit, reminding himself of the life he was choosing.
I'm sorry. It's the mature decision, Felicia. We're graduating in a few weeks, and we're both moving away. I think we owe this to each other.
It was bullshit. But in the past year, Kevin had become a master of bullshit. Although it had taken him a few weeks to realize it, Kevin had resolved to end things with Felicia the minute Terry Pollock had sat down next to him at the blackjack table.
We could make it work, Felicia tried.
She simply didn't understand. She was holding him back from a life he wanted to live. He reached for his briefcase, praying that they'd call his flight before this got any uglier.
You'll be going to medical school in San Francisco, he responded, and I'll probably be trading stocks in Chicago.
He'd had two interviews with the Bartlett Group, a boutique investment banking firm located on the west side of the city. He'd applied to appease his parents, who were still getting over his disinterest in medicine and graduate school. He didn't really want to go into banking either, but he knew he couldn't hang around Boston like Martinez and Fisher. He wasn't ready to make blackjack his full-time profession, a subject that had caused a few heated arguments with Fisher, who was beginning to take things more seriously after their stellar profits over the last 6 months. Mickey had finally stepped in, suggesting that Kevin's job in Chicago would put him closer to Vegas and act as good cover material for a number of his aliases. Martinez had stayed out of the argument altogether. His allegiance was with Fisher, but he wasn't the sort to push his own views on anyone else. Fisher's concerns were unnecessary. Kevin had no intention of curtailing his involvement with the team. The past three trips to Vegas had been the best weekends of his life. He'd spent most of his free time with Terry, using his comps at the various casinos to sweep her off her feet. Anywhere else, he would have felt too insecure to try to impress a woman like her. But in Vegas, he was the BP, with the keys to the city. He had standing reservations at the fanciest restaurants and front row tickets to all the sold-out shows. The only thing holding him back from truly inhabiting his new lifestyle was Felicia, and graduation was a perfect excuse to cut her loose.
I'm sorry, he said as his flight to Chicago finally came over the PA system. I know we'll stay friends.
Felicia gave him a look that nearly tore him in half, then tempered it with a hug. He could feel her trembling in his arms.
Good luck with your third round, she said, before numbly walking away.
Kevin watched her go, then he gathered up his briefcase and headed for his gate. He admonished himself for the knots in his stomach. He was doing the right thing. He shouldn't have even let her come to the airport with him. Her presence had only forced him to compound his lies. The truth was, there was no third-round interview. He was on his way to Chicago to meet Martinez, Fisher, and the rest of the team. During his last interview trip, he discovered a riverboat casino parked on the Fox River in Elgin, Illinois, just 40 minutes outside of Chicago. After a quick scouting session on his own, he'd invited the rest of the team to check it out. Mickey had approved the layout, and they had added the stop to their playlist. It was a good break from Vegas, especially as they entered the slow gambling season. Aside from the odd arena event on July 4th, the crowds avoided the desert oasis during the summer. It was a good time to take the team on the road.